And I think it's recording. Okay. All right. Still time. Okay. So we were talking about the chapter on education, and I think we got to the three philosophical positions for teaching standard English. Did we cut that discussion short? Were there other things that we wanted to talk about? There's eradicationism, which was the teaching standard English as a replacive dialect. There was bidialectalism, teaching standard English as an additive dialect, and there was the dialect rights position. Anything anyone wants to add with regard to those three? Or is there maybe another approach that isn't covered in these three positions?